rolling.
Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Here's your host, Dirk Hemgoff.
Thanks a lot, Mitch Flank, and Huskies Drive Time is rolling right along here on a Tuesday morning. Wes Fromm is in our studio. We've got some special guests, student athletes, and staff on the docket today for Michigan Tech Huskies Drive Time, and a big week of Michigan Tech sports. Hockey is at home Friday night, their final regular season home game, and it's against Northern Michigan, and playoff implications are mixed right in there. And Wes, I just can't imagine what the atmosphere is going to be like Friday night at the McGinnis Student Ice Arena.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, with Northern in the building, it's always a great time and big rivalry. But, yeah, you throw in conference points of both teams fighting for their playoff lives right now. It's going to be an interesting battle and interesting to see how this changes the dynamic between the teams. Obviously, they played in October and had a good series. Both teams, both home teams winning those games. And it's gonna be a lot of fun. See how the Huskies bounce back from a frustrating weekend and Northern coming off a split with Lake Superior State. But I think you could throw all that out the window, Dirk, as these two teams hit the ice on Friday night. And of course, a lot going on around the game. It's senior night on Friday. We're also going to be we have Madison. Who we've been raising funds for with Madison's Wish all year for the Student Athlete Advisory Committee. She's going to be in attendance and honored there at the game. And we're also going to have the Copper Country Humane Society is doing a fundraiser, asking people to bring in donations for them. We've got Portage Health having some giveaways as well. So a lot going on at Friday's game. If you're not there, there's no excuses. It's going to be hopefully the best atmosphere of the year and a great game.
It certainly should be, and like you were talking about with, this is the first time in really decades that anything other than pride is on the
bragging
line.
Rights, yeah.
Bragging rights between the two teams.
And yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, the basketball team's on the road, big conference games. They've got three games left of their regular season as they head to Northwood and Lake Superior State this weekend, Thursday and Saturday. Had a chance to talk to them last night at the Huskies Night Out event, our final one of the year, and both pretty optimistic, but know how tough it's going to be to get wins on the road. As they head down the stretch, everybody, just like in hockey, everybody's playing for their playoff lives and positioning in the GLIAC tournament, and it's going to be tough games down there. Tennis team's on the road, and we'll talk to Javier from the tennis team here in a minute. So lots going on. The ski team hosted the Central Regional. We've got a qualifier going to the Nationals here in a couple weeks, and she'll be in studio as well. So we've got a lot of fun stuff here on Drive Time. And it's that time of year, Dirk. It's the playoff push, and hard to believe we're at that point of the season. But yet there's only a couple weeks left of the regular seasons for all of our winter team sports. And getting to playoff time.
All right, very good. Drive Time continues right after this, exclusively on Mix 93 WKMJ.